available for you to do so, but it is worth saying here that it isn't a necessary part of learning theory. Theory is a collection of ideas, ideas that interact with one another and guide our ears. Putting that theory down symbolically can be useful, but it doesn't all by itself mean that we will understand it or be able to use it any better. In short, when learning music theory, it is not necessary to learn to read music. There are some cases, however, when it is useful. If you are a band leader or composer, then it is essential to be able to communicate your vision to other musicians. While that doesn't necessarily mean writing music traditionally, it is useful to know how to. Likewise, if you are a session player or a member of someone else's band, it is highly likely that people will be handing you sheet music to learn, or even to sight read. Sight reading is the act of playing a piece while you read it, usually one you have never read before. In those cases, it is useful to be able to read music, but in general, if you aren't going to be making your living playing in other people's bands and on other people's albums, and if you are happy to learn ways of communicating your music to other players that is non-standard or non-traditional, then you may be just as happy not learning musical notation. It is also worth saying that there are many, many great musicians who don't know or want to read music. However, they do understand music theory. Music as a language. It is sometimes useful to think of music as a calculus, as a rigid system of numerical relationships. It seems, when you think about the fact that everything reduces to intervals and their relations, that fundamentally music theory is mathematical. It is sometimes useful, but it isn't entirely accurate to think about music that way. Music isn't a calculus. Music isn't an abstract system of numbers. Music is an expression. It is creative in the same way that painting a portrait is creative, and the difference between creative musical meaning and representing music mathematically is the difference between painting deeply and creatively and painting by numbers. All of this is to say that music isn't math. Music is a language. And just like our ordinary language, it is messy, subtle, complicated, expressive, nuanced, and sometimes difficult. There are things you can learn, rules if you like, that make up the grammar of music. This is the system of notes, intervals, scales, chords, which we will learn about in this book, etc. But to make use of theory, it is always important to remember the way language works. You can't learn a language by learning a set of rules. You have to learn it by immersing yourself in it and getting a sense of its practices. To understand music as a language means to always make theory come alive, never let it sit and become stale. To live it and practice it by listening, playing, singing, expressing, writing, and thinking it. Intervals are only as good as the real notes that compose them, and music is only as good as the linguistic expressions that it comprises. Chapter 1. Music Theory Fundamentals. What is pitch? Scientifically speaking, a pitch is the frequency of a tone, the number of air pressure waves that the tone produces in a given amount of time. Musically, a pitch is like the harmonic value of a note, and it is said to be higher or lower than other pitches. Each of the notes has its own pitch. For instance, the A string of a guitar is 440 Hz, or Hz. That makes it the note that it is. Two tones or sounds can have different rhythmic values and can sound different overall. They can have different timbres, sound colors that come from the different instruments, more on that later. But if they have the same pitch, they will still be the same note. A C note played on a piano is the same note as C played on a violin, and if they are in the same octave, more on that in the next section, they will have the same frequency. In a sense, studying harmony and melody is studying pitch and the relationships between pitches. What is an octave and what it means physically? Each note has its own pitch, but there are only so many different notes, there are 12 in the Western system. That means that those notes will have to repeat in higher and lower registers. All registers contain the same 12 notes, repeated both in higher and lower pitches. When a note repeats in a higher or lower register, when it has a different pitch but is the same note, we say the distance between those notes is measured in octaves. An octave is just the distance between one note and that same note repeated in the next higher or lower register. Some instruments, such as pianos, have many octaves, so that even though there are only 12 notes,